Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the show today. Well, today is fantastic Thursdays. Oh, it's just something about Thursdays. You know, it's right around the corner from the weekend. And for most of us, the weekend means a time when we get to relax a little bit. Many of us get to refill and rejuvenate our spirits over the weekend. I mean, with a really, really deep feeling. I mean, all week long, yes, we sit and we meditate here and we sit there. But Sunday or Saturday is a day that we just plunge in. Some of us reserve the weekend for days to go and pamper ourselves a little bit. You know, if you're a gentleman, you would go and get your hair washed or tailored or tapered up. For us women, we know what we love to do on Saturday. And sometimes Sunday, it's an opportunity if you have children to spend a little bit more time and not be so hustled and bustled as we are in the work week. So whether you work for a company, whether you work for someone else, or you're in business, you have your own company, you're an entrepreneur, or you're a business owner, you still have a hustle and bustle. Because when you work for someone else, you hustle and bustle for the customer and your managers and supervisors, tailoring it to do it their way. When you work for yourself, you get to do it your way, absolutely right, but you're hustling and you're bustling for the customer. And so here comes Thursday. We've come off the midweek motivation with Mr. Versi Walker, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, was he phenomenal. You know, he's always sharing great information to inspire us and to motivate us and to keep us going. We want to keep going. We know that if we were to stop and focus on a lot of the negative things around us, oh my gosh, we'd be wiped out already. But we're not. We're here. We're still here. We're back. So I want to welcome you to the show. Our topic this morning, we're talking about the power of your inner voice. The power of your inner voice. And the reason why we're talking about that is because if you do not have control over, or if you do not even know how to listen to your inner voice, you could be living a life of unhappiness, confusion. You could be frustrated a lot. You could be in a bad mood all the time. You got to know what's behind the inner voice. And you got to learn how to take back your inner voice if you have lost it somehow, you know. So there's really two areas here, two main areas that we're going to talk about. And then I'm going to share with you some tips that you can use to get back to your inner voice. Now, keep in mind, the nature of the show, the Coach Lalisa Show, is that we give you tools that don't just sound good or look good, but they actually will work good, but you have to apply them. So if we tell you, for instance, to go and make a note of something or track your behavior or even track your thoughts over a period of time, 1 week, 2 weeks, you have to actually do it. Or if I tell you to go or suggest to you that you go and try some new concept or some new way of thinking, if you actually, you have to actually put it into place before you can say whether it works or not. You know, many people go to conferences. They go to conferences, seminars, retreats, and they hear a bunch of things, and it sounds great. It sounds wonderful. They were excited and jumping all over the place. But then a month later, if you ask them what the place was like, what the conference was like, one, either they can't remember, and two, they'll say, oh, it wasn't that great. Why? Because they don't feel they got much out of it. Why? Because they didn't apply what they were taught. They didn't go and try it. You have to actually put these things into place. So today what we're talking about is the power of your inner voice. See, you have to get to know you. You have to get to know what's in your heart, what's in your mind, what's in your soul, what is deep within you. You know, that's one of the things that I've been on this journey now for a decade or so, where I'm listening to my deep inner voice. And my deep inner voice has led me to peace. It has led me to success. See, that outer voice, you see, there's two sides to those things. There's that inner voice, and then there's that outer voice. And a lot of people get trapped up and held back from doing the things that they really want to do in life, from really having a satisfied life. I mean, there's nothing worse than getting to a certain age in your life and realizing that you're not that happy. There's nothing, I don't think there's a whole lot worse than that. I mean, losing loved ones, yeah, that's hard. And most of us know that we can't get out of this world alive. So, you know, no one's going to live forever. And so we kind of know that in our subconscious mind. But a lot of times people, they don't realize that they can get to a place in their life and wonder, did I really achieve the things that God really made available for me? Did I really reach my fullest potential in life? Did I really do all that I desired and the things that are deep in my heart? I mean, sometimes when you're in your 20s and your 30s, it may not really hit you because, you know, you're still having so much fun and you're still, you know, doing a lot of different things that you think make your life fulfilled. But it's something, and it was incredible when I turned 40, you know. That was a nice little eye-opener, but I still felt very young and, you know, things were really still going on. But it's something that happens when you hit 50 and then you go over 50. You see, in just a couple of weeks, I'll turn 54. And that's just 1 year away from the big, you know, double nickel, as my husband would call it, 55. Which means you're fast running down the road to 60. So you have to be able to, you have to say to yourself at whatever age you are now, when I get there, you know, it's really sad because there are a lot of people who don't think they'll ever get there, which is very, very, very sad. But yes, I heard a young lady in her early 20s, maybe 25 or so, you know, wondering if she'll make it past 30. She's had very, very close family members and friends to pass away, and they're in their 20s. And so she's wondering if, and verbalize it, I wonder if I'll ever make it past my 20s. But you have to begin to wonder, will I make it? And if I make it, what am I going to be thinking? So what am I going to, am I going to feel fulfilled? Am I going to feel that my life was overjoyed, that I loved as hard as I could love, that I helped as hard as I could help, that I gave is all that I could give? But the only way you're going to know that, the only way to assure that you're going to be fulfilled when you hit 60 and 70 and 80, there are people who turn these ages who don't feel fulfilled. I'm telling you, I've seen these people, I've met them, I've spoken to them, and it's very, very, very heartbreaking and sad. But we don't want that to happen to you, so I brought this topic up because I don't want that to happen to you. I absolutely, as your coach, as your life coach, your success coach, as a mentor, as a friend, as a woman of God, as your sister, I don't want that to happen to you. Some of you are parents. You have, and even if you're not parents, naturally, you're like me. You're parents through marriage, or your parents through somebody's friends that you're taking care of, or somebody's, your friend's children that you're taking care of. Some of you are foster parents, and you're taking care of other people's children. But you have young people, even if they're just your neighbor or your family, they could be a nephew or a niece. Some people are caring for their nieces and nephews as if they were their own children. And so you have someone around you, neighbors, friends. We don't want people to go through life with less than God's best for them. You have to understand that unless you tap into the power of your inner voice, okay, you are not living God's best for you. I'm sorry, I gotta just make it plain and simple, okay? I gotta make it clear, because if I don't make it clear, I'll be adding to the heartbreak. I'll be adding to your frustrations, your disappointments, your sadness. You know, people think they're disappointed because they lose a loved one. No, that's not the real disappointment in life, because God promised you that. That is a promise from God that people will pass away. No, the disappointment is when, not that you know, you're broke. That's not the disappointment. He said the poor will always be with you. No, no, these things have been promised to you. No, the disappointment in life, the very sadness in life comes because people cannot tap, are not able, they do not have the ability, they do not have the know-how, they do not have the wherewithal to tap into the power of their inner voice. Therefore, they cannot, hear me good, they cannot live happy, successful, and fulfilled lives. I don't care how much money they get. That's why you can see big-time drug dealers who live very large at one point, or so it seems, end up broken men and women in their 50s and 60s and 70s. I don't just mean broke financially, broke spiritually, mentally, broke in their souls. They have nothing. They have no love for themselves. They have no love for their family members. The same thing. That's why you'll find people, even in the sports industry, the entertainment, they can have a lot of money. They can live in mansions, but they're on all kind of medications. I mean, as a matter of fact, some of you know the very, 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 very famous, the late Michael Jackson. Sad to say, all that he had, all that talent, all that money, all those people around him, but he did not have a connection with his inner voice. A lot of people think because they have religion, they say, well, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this faith, I'm that. No. But they have absolutely no happiness, They have no joy. They have no fulfillment. They can go to their houses of worship. They can go to wherever they go to, but they never have happiness, fulfillment, nor joy, because the bottom line, they have absolutely no way to tap into that inner power, that inner voice, that is their connection to their happiness, their peace, and their joy. Well, I'm here this morning as your coach to coach you into the ability to inspire you to want this, as if to say, I got to do this. You know, thank you. I got to tap into my inner voice to give you the motivation to get up and do it, not just come and listen to the show and at the end say, that was a great show, or to tap into, you know, I'm not here just for people to type into my Facebook page or my Facebook profile and say, great show, Lalisa. Yes, I do want that, because that's what draws in others. So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. You're not putting that there for me. You're putting it there to draw others. It's the same way we do for those of us who, any religion that you are, any faith that you are, that's why you share with others how good God is, to draw others in. He's told you that over and over. Just tell them how great I am. They will come if you tell them. But you know, that's a whole other story for another show, because we just don't get it. So let me just keep it with the Coach Lalisa Show. When you get on there and you tell people, it's a great show, I had a great time, I learned this, I learned that, it is not for my success. It is to draw others in so that they can also become successful, become empowered, become motivated. However, subconsciously, we're selfish, subconsciously, not on the surface, not on the outside. We're not, because we give a lot of things away. But if you really want to give something away, you would give people something that is going to open up their inside, release that stuff that's inside. You know, there are people in their 40s and 50s and 60s, I kid you not, and in their 60s and 70s even. Do you know these people still have stuff that's boxed inside of them that happened when they were like 7 and 8 that they never got over? They still have resentment that aunt so-and-so, you know, treated blah, blah, blah better than they treated them. Do you know there are people still walking around wondering, you know, and still upset and disappointed that, you know, their loved one was taken away at an early age, and all kinds of things, okay? So I'm telling you from experience what I've seen, what I've heard, and as I've talked with people. Now, I want to welcome you to the show. If it's your absolute first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show, welcome. I am Coach Lalisa. We're here every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7 o'clock a.m., with topics to inspire you, to motivate, to move you to your complete and fulfilled destiny. We've been ordained by God. We've been called by God to do this. I'm not doing this because of me. Trust me. I'd rather be in bed right now, but I'm up for you, and that's what I'm saying. Here we are. We need to hear the inner voice. So if you're first time tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you shoot me an email, info@lilijwillimas.com. It is my complete name without any periods or spaces. My first name, my middle initial, and my last name.com. If you shoot me an email, I will send you, first of all, if you email me, I'll put you on our mailing list, where oftentimes I'll send out updates or a newsletter, and I'll also send out a free gift, a free ebook, or my free CD. I'll send you an MP3 of my CD, You've Got the Power. And it talks about how you've got the power to overcome every setback and obstacle in your life. So talking about this inner power, and yes, and we do congratulate and celebrate all of those of you who have recently gotten promoted, or you've gotten a new partner, or you've hired a new staff, and you retrained your staff. We celebrate with you. We celebrate with you because that's what this Coach Lalisha show is about. We are here to celebrate with you, to encourage you. We have our minds and our prayers are with Mr. Paul, who's traveling all the way. He tunes in each and every day. Wonderful, wonderful person. And he's traveling from Japan. So, you know, hello, Paul, to you in the Skywave and others of you who are doing great things and you may be traveling today. Well, it's Thursday, and we're talking today about that power of that inner voice. Connecting to that inner voice will lead you down a path of fulfillment, joy, happiness, excitement, enthusiasm. People say to me, energy. People say to me all the time, Lalisha, how do you get done all that you do? The radio show every morning, Monday through Friday. Saturdays, I'm out either doing a seminar, a workshop, or I'm out visiting with friends who may be doing a seminar or a workshop. Yes, I love seminars and workshops the same way some people love going to the movies and the way I used to love going to the nightclubs. So if anybody, people wonder all the time, how do you go so much? Well, if you would have to, you would have to be Jan, who is my older sister, who, you know, has been knowing me longer than any of my other siblings, or my brother Steve, who passed away several years ago, God rest his soul, or my mother, and all my father, you know, they all both passed away as well. But you'd have to know, you'd have to be one of them, or to be God. And other people who knew me a long, 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 long time, they know I've been like this all my life. All I did was transfer, you know, the activity. I same energy, just a transfer of activities. So I ran hard when I was, you know, wanting to just do nothing, but I was hard, I'm telling you, from sun up to sundown, and I even went to the after parties that oftentimes didn't start. I was in Cincinnati, Ohio. They didn't start to 2 o'clock a.m., and they ended at 6 a.m. So I was pretty much gone 24 hours. Well, I would go home and maybe about 7 a.m. and sleep to, say, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So this is how, what I did. Now I'm running just as hard, but they're all for positive things that are energy building versus the things I was doing. They were all energy draining. And so, but I used all the energy I could to get it done. But now the things I do, they build more energy. It's like exercise. People think, oh, I'm too tired to exercise. But that's why you're tired, because you don't exercise. Because I found out that exercising does give you more energy, okay? Does give you more energy. Yes. You're on the air, you have your hand up, you have a comment or a question, W-A-N.
Hi. I was wondering if you could speak to people who have been out of the workforce for, say, 5-6 years or longer, and they want to go back into the labor force, and they're feeling, one, I guess I'm asking for both the practical and, like, motivational advice. The practical is, how do you answer when they ask you, you know, why is there this 5-year gap in your resume? And two is, how do you get yourself motivated to go out there in this economy and look for a job?
Okay, great. I will address both of those questions. One is, how do you handle the interviewer who was asking you about a gap in your resume? Correct?
Sorry, yes. Sorry, I have my microphone on mute. I'm sorry about that. Yes, it is.
Not a problem. Thank you. And then the other question is, how do you kind of get yourself back motivated to get out there in this, and especially in an economy like this where they often promise us that it's not doing that well. Is that correct?
Right. You hear about the 10% unemployment rate, and you're wondering, I guess it's kind of hard to stay positive you know, in your concert.
Sure, I get it. So, yeah, I'm going to talk about that. That's great. And thank you. And now what city or state are you calling from?
From Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. Wonderful. Okay, well, stand by because I will address that right this moment. And then I'll come back to talking about the power of the voice within because I think it really all ties together. Okay, so I'll put you back on hold there. Now, okay, great. We have a caller from Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to the show if it's your first time tuning in. We want to help you and others. Okay, so the question on the floor is this. How do you handle an interview question from an interviewer about a gap in your resume when you've been unemployed for a while? And how do you motivate yourself to get, you know, back going to interviewing and things of that nature so that you can get a job? Well, here's, you know, it really does really tie into the topic today, talking about getting to know who you are. Now, I wrote a book called Release Your Inner Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. Here's the thing. You may be unemployed. You may not have funds to actually purchase the book. But I would love for you to actually absolutely read the book. So what I'm going to do, it looks like it's your first time calling in, and you know, I'd love to give away products. So what I'll do is, if you email me to the email address that is given out either at the beginning of the show or the end of the show, you can always go back and listen to the archive. I did give it out earlier, so you can go back and listen to the show and get it. If you email me and you let me know that you were the caller from Columbus, Ohio, I will definitely, and you give me a place to mail it to. I will mail you a copy of the book. Now, because I think the book will certainly help you address the issue of staying motivated, getting motivated and staying motivated. It will also help you identify various skills and things that you have inside. The book talks about choosing to change, which a lot of times, you know, what it is that we've come to a change, and sometimes we need to know how to move forward. When it comes to an interviewer, remember, when you sit down with an interviewer about a job, you both have a lot to lose. Oftentimes, the interviewee thinks they're more at risk because they're the one who needs a paycheck, they're the ones who got bills to pay, and these types of things. But it's the employer who actually has more to stand to lose if they hire from a standpoint because they're already at work. And hiring people is their performance rating. So they have to hire people that are a good fit for the company. They have to hire people that when they submit to their higher up, this is who we've hired to come in and perform X amount of job at X amount of compensation. So they have a lot riding on their head, okay? So the main thing you have to do in any interview, because, you know, when I had been in jail and I had that on my record, I still went to interview, though people said, because you've been in jail, because, you know, you'll never work in a great place, all these things people say. And that's that outer voice. Can we talk about listening to that inner voice? That outer voice, where people say, you know, other people's opinions, oh, you'll never get a job. Somebody may tell you, well, because you have a gap on your resume, you know, people are not going to want to hire you. People may also have their own expectations of you. Well, we thought you should have been working by now. You know, you should have had this, you should have had that. Sometimes people are even critical. It's your fault. What did you do wrong? If you had done this, this, or that. And they become judgmental. These are all those outside voices that can hold us back and cause us to lack motivation, lack inspiration. If you listen to these voices on a daily basis, it could be a close family member, it could be your spouse, it could even be your children, believe it or not. Some children are very tough on their parents because that's typically because we kind of allow them to be that way since they were little kids, but it's okay. You didn't know to stop it. And once they get older, it's kind of hard to. But so these outer voices can come from people that you're friends with. So you have to be, you know, that's what we're talking on the show today about, the inside voice. You have to know what the outside voice is, you know, and then you have to be able to counteract it with your inside voice, which is the voice that knows you. That's what we talked about, that connection, that power, that But then you got to know who you are. You got to know what you're about. You got to know what's in your heart. You got to know what's in your soul and what's in your mind, what's in your thoughts, what's in your thinking. So when it comes to the interview, when it comes to the gap, I would say focus less on the gap. Because here's the thing. What you focus on, you make it big in your life. So if you focus on the gap, the interviewer is going to focus on the gap. But you should have other things on your resume to focus on. In the psychological world, in the business world, we call that framing. You're framing yourself. So it's just like a photographer where they take a picture and they shoot a particular thing, though there was a lot of things around it, and they call that, they put it in a frame, okay? Same thing for videographers. They say, did you get the frame right? So you're framing yourself when you go in that interview. You're going to only speak to the things that you want the interviewer to focus on. Now, let's just say they're going down. Now, a lot of interviews, I was an interviewer for 3 years. That was my full-time position with Continental Airlines. I was a recruiter. And all we did was interview and hire people and go train on how to interview. So I'm telling you from a level of expertise, not just something off the top of my head. I also have my own business, so I'm constantly interviewing people about part-time jobs, administrative assistants, publicists, PR people, all these things. Plus, I help other companies hiring and doing and giving them tips and strategies. So I'm telling you from a level of expertise about this, what to do in your interview. But focus on the positive things that you know you can offer that company. Remember, they have a lot at stake if they hire the wrong person. So your job is to, first of all, know what the company is about, know what they do, know what their goals and missions are as much as you can. Go on the internet, scout around, find out. So when you go to that interview, you can talk intelligently. That's what I used to do. I've never been turned down for a job in all my life. And I was a high school dropout. You know, I've been arrested, been to jail, many things. But I've never been turned down for a job that I've ever gone on. And I've had many, from the pharmaceutical companies to working for a lawyer to Continental Airlines, working at the college. I've had a lot of jobs that people wish they could have gotten. But here's the thing. This is what I knew and what I did when I went in the interview. Yes, the interviewer's job is to try to control the interview, but you want to have some level of control as well. So you want to focus on all of your positives, okay? And you got to make yourself seem like you're going to fit into the job. And whenever the employer comes to that topic of, well, this is there's a gap, you got to have an answer. You can't say, you can't not have an answer. So probably right now, a good answer for the gap is this bad economy. So you're really lucky that this is the time period for which you're looking for a job, because you can easily say, you know, there's that situation. The gap may have been the fact that you stayed home and took care of your family. The gap could have come from a lot of legitimate reasons. So you just be honest. The gap could be that you were away in school. You were studying. The gap could be that you were trying your hand at your own business for a while. Maybe you decided to open your own network marketing company or any other kind of company, and you were trying that for a while. So, you know, you can have an answer for the gap, but then quickly translate that question to something else. And so that's what you can do about the gap. Now, about staying motivated, well, motivation is about having a drive to do something. That's really what motivation is. And that's what I come on here each and every day to try to motivate people to discover what your drive is. What is it that you want to do? Like, for instance, we have the young lady who has her own dry cleaners. Well, she's highly motivated. Why? Because she's driven to make that cleaners a success. She's driven to satisfy every customer. I mean, I hear her sometimes on the phone when I'm talking with her and a customer comes in and she says to the customer, even if they come back after they've already picked up something and bring something else, and she'll say, How was the cleaning? I mean, it was almost as if they ate a meal, you know. I'm like, well, it was only a dress or a suit. But it's good, because I've been to many cleaners. Trust me, I got a lot of clothes that goes to the cleaners. I've never had a dry cleaner ask me, how was my clothes? Now, I could see if I was, you know, at Red Lobster or, you know, some fancy restaurant, and they do. They come to your table and say, they do it all the time. They say, how was your food? How was the steak? All the time. I don't care if you eat at McDonald's, almost they'll ask you, but not really, but any restaurant will ask you. But I've never had a dry cleaner say that. I've never gone back to Dressborn after I purchased my clothes and they said, and they know me there. I've never had them say, oh, how did that suit work out? How did those slacks work? I never. But here I hear her do this all the time. She says, oh, how was your blah, blah, blah? Oh, was it this or that? Well, if you have any problems, let me know. And they're like, no, we never had a problem with your stuff. And it's almost funny because she does it. So I'm telling you, she's going to end up on Oprah because of this, because nobody else has done it. And she's doing something that's undoable, that's not being done anywhere. And therefore, you know, if I'm noticing it, I know all her customers. That's why they keep coming back, because they know all the other cleaners they've been at. No one has stood at the counter and said to them, how was your dry cleaning when you got home? And, you know, so I'm laughing because, you know, she's so innocent, and sometimes, you know, she's the youngest child, so, you know, the family, you know, sometimes the youngest feels like, you know, I'm just a baby, but she's really a lot smarter than a lot of us. But the older siblings I'm talking about here, not smarter than you, of course, you're the greatest. But so anyway, so that's the thing. The thing is, when it comes to being motivated, it comes from within, and that's what we're talking about, this inner voice. Yes, I'm a motivational speaker, and yes, I'm a paid motivational speaker, and so are many others of my friends and colleagues. They're also paid motivational speakers, and they get paid a lot. But here's the thing. We're motivating you to motivate yourself. That's the thing. In other words, I'm letting my enthusiasm and my excitement rub off on you as I tell you how driven I am to get up every morning at 5:30 to get ready for this show. That ought to motivate you to go and find something that you might love to do. And as I tell you how I absolutely love getting up, signing into Blog Talk Radio, doing this show, looking for topics to inspire you and motivate you, you see, that should motivate you to go and find something, okay? Here's the thing. You can tune into the show as much as you can. If you can't tune in at 7 a.m., then tune in, listen to the archive. Motivation is really not to be, you know, it's almost hard to explain. You just have to experience it. But what I can say that it is a driving force. So it'll be easy for you to get motivated. Just find out what drives you. You there in Columbus, Ohio, find out what drives you. What thing would you get up and do? What are the things that you're doing? Just kind of look at your day. What does your day consist of? What does your day consist of? Make a chart. Whatever your day consists of, that might be the thing that drives you. If there's something that you do each and every day, that might be the thing that drives you, and you may look at how you can tap into expanding that or expounding on it. Let's just say you love helping people. You may decide to become a coach. You may, you can start your own coaching business. Maybe you love giving people a ride. Maybe you can, you know, go work for a transportation company. Maybe you can start your own transportation company. Maybe you, as my sister, she loves seeing people in crispy, clean, well-pressed clothes. So what did she do? She went and started a dry cleaners. She could have started any kind of business she pretty much wanted, for the most part. With the finances that she had to plunk down into that business and the places she could have started any business that she chose, something that she already had a passion for. So I'm asking you, what do you have passion for? What's the one thing you love doing? Maybe you love to bake. Well, bake a couple of cupcakes or cakes or something. Go to some vendor opportunity, sell them. You know, then go to another one. The thing is, when you go to one vendor opportunity, you can go to a million, because whoever put that one on, they put on others, and the people there go to all the others, and you can just ask them to call you whenever they know of one. So that's a great way to do something. Maybe you love making flyers. Maybe you're good at making websites. Maybe you're good at talking about issues. Start a blog. People get paid to write blogs. So that's what the book Release Your Power will help you do. Consider all of your gifts, skills, and talents, and they have some questions in there to kind of prompt you to doing that. And then if you connect, again, through some other trainings that I have a program called Dare to Succeed, and that's a coaching program, and it also walks you through all kinds of assessments. So I hope I answered your question. So now we have, I hope it answered your question. If not, please let me know. So one, you're going to stay motivated. How? By finding your passion, finding what's deep inside of you, and going for it. Because motivation is the drive that you have. It's a force that's driving you. You could let something motivate you. Like some people are motivated to go back to school because they want an education, or they don't have one and they want one. Some people are motivated to start their own business because they have this deep love to be their own boss, to be an entrepreneur, to be self-guided, to be self-directing. They have that inner thing wanting that. Okay? Now, back to the inner voice, your inner voice. So for those of you who just tuned in, thank you for tuning in to the show. Hi there, Living Fully After 40. Yeah, I'm going to put Living Fully After 54. No, great, great, great. Good morning. Yes, it's a beautiful Thursday. Welcome to the show. And you were wonderful. All right, great. I'm so glad that you tuned in. Thank you. Good morning, Ms. Kiva. And Ms. Kiva, if you have any questions that you want to share. And Living Fully After 40 also said that motivation only comes from within. That's right. Again, I can't motivate you, but what I can do is be an example of motivation. I can tell you how to get motivated. Absolutely. I can't motivate you. Absolutely not. But I can tell you how to get motivated and what to do. Now, the voice deep within you, again, it taps into the things you know, the things you want, what's in your heart, what's in your soul. You have to get rid of those other critical voices, like other people's opinions and expectations of you, people's criticalness and their judgmental comments about what you're doing. People who are always telling what you're doing is wrong or what you need to do to improve. Now, do not get it twisted. I am not saying that other people will not add value to your life by talking to you. Obviously, I'm talking to you. Okay? So that's not what, when we say listening to other people's opinions, we're talking about those negative opinions, those critical. Now, yes, there is a such thing as people are telling you the truth and so it hurts initially. But you know that ultimately it's good for you. Yeah, you don't want to hear it at the time. So we're not talking about that kind of positive and helpful criticism. We're not talking about that. We're talking about people who are just downright critical because they have nothing better to do. But tapping into your inner voice, there's power that will allow you. See, when you get yourself to that inner voice, you have to know what it is you like, what it is you want, what it is that moves you. Not what moves your mother and your grandmother and your cousin and your uncle. Not what moves culturally. You got to know what moves you. What made you get up and even tune into, for example, this show? What makes you go and do what you do? Why do you do that? When you get on the phone for the purpose of getting on the phone to gossip about someone else's life, what motivates you to do that? What moves you to do that? See, you're not tapped into your inner voice, because your inner voice is a serious, high-level connection to the spirit realm. That's really what the inner voice is. I say that I better cut through the chase because we'll be off the air in a minute and you'll say, but I still don't know what the inner voice is. The inner voice, let me say say it again for those of you who didn't hear me. This inner voice that I'm talking about and tapping into the power of this inner voice, the inner voice is a high level, the highest level of the spiritual realm. How do I know this, you say? Because the inner voice, and you've heard it many times, is the voice that brings about peace. You cannot have peace outside of God. You know that. It says it in the Word. There is no peace. None. You want me to repeat it? Do I need to look up the scripture for you? Or I'll give you that homework assignment. You go look up the scripture and find it. That says, there's no peace, none, outside of God. So therefore, in order to have peace in your life, you must be able to tap into that inner voice. I'm going to tell you why. The outer voice, the voice of criticism, judgmentalness, telling you what's wrong all the time, telling you what you need to improve constantly, that is not a voice of peace. That voice will keep you up at night. That voice may drive you to drink or smoke or dope or be frustrated or to be negative or to even be depressed. But that inner voice that is tapped into the spirit realm, and I'm talking about God here. I'm not talking about the spirit realm that would tell you to go jump off of a bridge, because God would never do that. I'm not talking about a spirit voice that would tell you to go kill someone. No, no, no. I'm talking about the inner voice that would tell you how to treat people. Be nice to people. Be kind. Be right with people. Be at peace. That's what they call your larger self, your higher self. You'll hear some people who don't want to say God or Jesus Christ. And if they're on television and they don't want to, you know, sometimes when people get on television, they want to say what they think is politically correct. So they'll use these other terms, higher power and all this, and that's on them. I'm not criticizing that. I'm just saying, you won't hear me doing that. So I'm saying this higher self, this larger self, is this spiritual guide. That voice is a guide. It's not just a voice that will tell you what to do. It is a guide. It will guide you to all the wisdom that you will ever... It has more wisdom than you'll ever need or ever use in your lifetime. You will never use it, trust me. But it's there for you to use anytime you need it. This inner voice, this voice of spiritual greatness, this voice that is connected directly to God's throne room. This is that voice. It is a guide. It will guide you. But the way to tap into it, you got to recognize your feelings. You got to recognize your sensing. Remember the prodigal son? Remember when he was a fool and foolish? He spent all his money. Remember when he was eating with the hogs? He was eating slop. And remember what he said? He said, I came to my senses. I will rise up and I will go to my father's mansion. Here's your thing. You got to be able to sense what's happening around you. You got to tap into your feelings. How are you feeling? What are the things that you want? Do you want to serve others? Do you want to help people? Do you want to help change the world for the better? Okay, that's how we tap into that inner voice. That's how we get peace. That's how we get joy. That's how we get happiness. Not a new marriage. It's not what's going to bring you happiness. It's not a new relationship. Okay, no. It's not let me get more money, let me get a bigger job, let me get a bigger house. That's not what's going to bring you happiness. Only but for a very, very temporary moment. The moment. You've seen people, the moment you sign that pay, all the excitement went into leading up to the event. The day you sign your paper and the day after, they, you know, kind of they have a turn for it in the sales world, they call it buyer's remorse. Afterwards, you're like, wow, what did I do? Wow. Now, you know how it is with the house. Ooh, couldn't wait to sign the papers on that house. Then you're like, oh, the first time a check comes through, you know, that mortgage, you got that mortgage payment coming in, right? You're like, whoa, what's all this? Okay? You're like, whoa, what's this? That's it. That's it. So here it is. You're tapping into your inner voice. You're tapping into this inner voice so you can have what you can have, so you can do what you can do. So here you are. You tapped into this inner self. You're getting to know you. What do you like? And for the young person who called in, who said about the job and maybe not having a job, utilize this time to tap into that inner self so that when you get a job, it's the job you desire. It's the job that will motivate you to go and do it regardless of what. Regardless of the pay, regardless of the hours, regardless of the location, regardless of who works there and who doesn't work there, make sure that before you go on your next interview that you've tapped into that inner voice and that you can hear spiritually what the Holy Spirit is telling you and telling you where to go, because it will guide you. It is a guide. This inner voice will guide you in relationships. It will guide you on career paths. It will even guide you as a business owner as to who you should meet up with, who you should connect with, who you should not connect with. That inner voice, you need to be tapped into it. But some of us are so buried under that outer voice, those people, those naysayers who always got a negative opinion, always there to tell you what you cannot do. You'll never do that. You can't do this. You can't do that. How can you do this? You ain't got to a situation like that. You don't know this. You don't know that. You can't. You can't. You can't. You can't. And therefore, the inner voice that's in you that wants to tell you, go and apply for that loan anyway and get that building. The inner voice that tells you, go on, go back to college. That inner voice that would tell you, go and apply for the job, even though you don't have the skills. I don't even have time now. The show will be going off the air soon. I don't have time to tell you of all the jobs I've ever gotten, and I didn't have a single experience in that area, including the one I have today, because I'm one of those persons who has a full-time job and has my own business. Okay? So I didn't have all the experiences for this. But guess what? I tapped into that inner voice that told me, apply. So you got to be tapped into it, because when it says move, you got to move. When it says do, you got to do. When it says put in for the transfer change, you got to put in for the transfer change. When it says to put in for the promotion, you got to put in for the promotion. When it tells you let this man go or let that woman go, you got to do it. You got to listen, and you got to, because the voice is always going to speak. If anybody tells you that that voice doesn't speak, they are telling you the non-truth. I'm here as your coach, as your motivator, to let you know it does speak. But can you hear it? No, you cannot. Because, you know, like I can be here in this room where I'm at, and I can turn my television on, and I can also turn on the radio, and I can really turn on and even turn the internet on and be listening to a show. But I could turn the TV down really low so that I could hear what the radio is saying or what the internet is saying, you see. And that's how some of us are doing. That inner voice, we have it on low. It's already a soft voice, okay? So we have it on low, and the TV is loud, and all these other people in our lives are with these loud voices that we can't hear the inner voice telling us what to do. And so when we make a mistake, we say, the voice didn't talk to me. No, the voice talked to you, but you didn't hear it. because you had it turned down on low. And it, like I said, it's already low from Jump Street, so you can imagine. But the problem is you had everything else too loud. And again, and I know Hope's going to get a kick out of this one because she laughs when I say this sometimes. And sometimes the loudest, worst voice that's telling you stuff is your own voice. Use your own voice telling you what you can't do. And that's because you have transferred grandma or auntie or husband or uncle or cousin or girlfriend. Trust me, you can't get rid of your husband or your wife, but if you got girlfriends that are negative, get rid of them. You don't need them for nothing. There's nothing you need them for. Nothing. Get rid of them. Only hang around the women that are empowering you. Now, if it's a mother or father, it's hard to get rid of them because we love them. They're around us. But if it's other women, please, other men, get rid of them. Now, you don't have to, but, I mean, I would suggest it. Now, here's who you can pick up because, trust me, they're only taking up space. There are other women and men who are waiting to get into your network with positivity, but they can't. The spot is filled. Remember, if you were to go to a concert, you can't get in. This place is filled. So they want to get next to you, but they can't because you got all these other negative people around you. You got to make space in your life for positive people. But they're not going to come because guess what? If I come around you and you got a bunch of negative friends around you, I'm not coming back around you. Okay? I'm not going to come within y'all's space because I would have no energy left. I'd be totally drained. And I know some people make the excuse, well, I work with them and I have to. No, you don't. All you got to do is do a project with them and keep it moving. So the inner voice is to be tapped into. You got to get to know who you are. You got to get to your inner voice. And see, here's the thing. A lot of people can get places, but they can't stay places. They can get there. Oh, yeah, you listen to the show today. You feel great. You're wonderful. You're moving on. But then next week, you're down in the dumps. Next week, you've allowed somebody to tell you that you can't do that project, that you'll never get that building, that you'll never start that business, that you'll never get that job, that you'll never be successful in an interview. You'll never look good after whatever you're doing. See, it's not just about getting to that inner voice. You got to stay there. That's what I love about Hope and Minister Patricia Martin and Kiva and others. I'm staying here. They ain't moving, trust me. They're here day in, day out. They ain't going. But some people, they want to be fly by night. But guess what? That's like, if you like roller coaster rides, fine. Up one minute, down the next, up one down. Sooner or later, you're going to realize that's for the birds. All right? So that's my message today on inner voices. Remember, if you can, conceive it. If you can, receive it. If you can, then believe it. I guarantee that you will achieve it. Yes, you will. This has been Coach Lisa. It's been great. It's been real. And you got to keep on moving on up. Have a wonderful day. Awesome. Listen to that inner voice. Get quiet. Turn down all those other voices and just sit quietly for a moment and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to you.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you got to keep moving on up because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.